A failed state becomes a strategy for ISIS. A Christian television ministry shares the joy of forgiveness, love, and reunion. And graduation leads to big plans for Kenyon. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Libya is now considered the beachhead for the Islamic State terror group to push into Africa. Why Libya? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says it's a failed state.
For ISIS to realize the really easy ground it was to cover is not surprising. But secondly, it's a really strategic geographical point for them. They are spreading beyond just Iraq and Syria to other parts of the Middle East and Africa.
Several groups have already pledged allegiance to ISIS, probably more than you think.
As of a month ago, and it's grown since then, there were over 40 groups that had pledged allegiance to ISIS, and several were coming from the North African region.
Their partners say persecution is coming. There will be death and dying. But because people like you pray and give, there's another side to that story.
They're seeing God do miracles in spite of what the Islamic State is doing. They're seeing Christians loving their neighbors and want to know more about Christ and are coming to him. They're even seeing former persecutors coming to Christ.
Find links to help at our website. You know, we've talked about a 10-year-old refugee girl named Miriam who forgave ISIS on Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. In the viral video, Miriam said she was separated from her best friend, Sandra, and wanted to see her again. Well, now Sat7 has made that wish come true by reuniting them over a video phone call. Pray their friendship and faith in Jesus will inspire other refugees to find peace and joy in forgiving ISIS. This is Mission Network News. Last weekend, violence erupted after motorcycle gangs clashed in Waco, Texas. Black Bike Week organizers hope that doesn't happen this weekend, as 500,000 people are expected in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Fred Eiler with World Missionary Press says the ministry didn't intend on getting involved this year, but it is now after speaking at a church in Bedford, Pennsylvania.
After the service that morning, we ran into a man and his wife who have a ministry to bikers and street ministry. We were able to share with them about the scripture booklets and able to give them around 2,000 booklets as they go to Myrtle Beach to the Black Bike Weekend.
Violence plagued the event last year. What can stop it? The gospel. Eiler says this couple's going to share it.
They go on the street and they share, they preach, and they be able to pass out God's word. And when you do that, when you put the 48-page scripture booklets in somebody's hand, you have just given the Holy Spirit something to work with in that person's life.
World Missionary Press provides them for free. Support their work at our website. God's power reigns even in the most evil environments. A group with the Jesus Film Project was in Zambia showing the film. A witch became angry and summoned demons to scare those watching it. Well, she later explained how she felt called to repent from pagan practices. She became a Christian and joined a church. God's grace has no boundaries. Pray that the gospel would remain where demons are rampant. Donate to the Jesus Film Project by visiting our website. And remember that Kenyon we told you about last month? He graduated from Moody Bible Institute, and he's starting a training/distribution center in Nairobi. Jason Wolford says Christian Resources International is helping on the distribution end.
We're getting the Word of God to people that will change them for all of eternity. Pastors, leaders, those seeking to know who God is can come and get the Word of God absolutely free.
CRI is sending its first shipment of Bibles and Christian resources to Kenya on July 6th.
I'm asking that people will pray and seek after God, but also do.
By funding the shipment or sending your used Bibles and Christian books, you can help Kenyans grow in their faith. Learn more and connect with CRI at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's hard knowing how to pray for Muslims, isn't it? But we can help. When you support M&M with your best gift, you'll receive the new 2015 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.